Let's head to the UK, where the Prime Minister is set to make a rare national address later today as the UK tries to tackle a second wave of COVID-19 before winter sets in. It'll be the third time Boris Johnson's broadcast to the nation like this since the pandemic hit. The first was in March to announce the national lockdown, the second in May when he presented the roadmap to easing restrictions. The country's moved to its second highest alert level as the chief science advisor warned there could be as many as 50,000 cases a day by mid-October and more than 200 deaths a day by mid-November if measures aren't introduced. New rules are expected to include a 10pm curfew on pubs, bars and restaurants in England and making table service a legal requirement. I'm joined now by UK correspondent Ollie Barrett. Ollie, what else are you expecting in this announcement?
Well, I have to say, one of the surprising things in terms of the pre-briefing that we've been getting from Downing Street is that the restrictions that Boris Johnson appears to be due to set out later don't seem to be much tougher than what you've just outlined there. Given that we are getting this addressed to the nation, given that we got this warning from the chief scientific advisor and the chief medical officer yesterday to set up Boris Johnson's address, there were all sorts of there was all sorts of speculation going on that we were looking at some kind of tough national lockdown, a possible two-week so-called circuit breaker to try and get on top of the virus. But it does look like what Boris Johnson is going to do is restrict the opening hours of pubs and bars and restaurants, as you say, restrict them to table service only. We're told by Downing Street that he'll set out further ways to get on top of the virus. But I think that is probably going to be him urging the British people to start following a bit more closely the guidance that is already in place, the so-called rule of six that we have in England, for example, where social gatherings of more than six people are not allowed to take place indoors or outdoors. So I think the address to the nation in particular, because Boris Johnson will also speak to MPs later, but that address to the nation in particular, I think, will be aimed directly at the British people and their sensibilities in terms of how they're observing social distancing guidelines.
So if that's it, just restricting you milling for longer hours at the pub, bars or restaurants, I mean, what difference is it expected to make? Because arguably, are you getting mixed messages there? Because hasn't he also said that he wants everyone to return to offices for business and schools open, businesses open? Are there mixed messages? And is that kind of change really going to make much difference?
Well, when Boris Johnson revealed the rule of six, he admitted himself that there had been mixed messages coming from the government. And that was part of the reason he brought that rule in, to try and clarify some of these things. But yes, this is a government that is being criticised for having sent people back into offices, encouraged them to go out to eat, encouraged them to go to the pub, to get back on their high street and do some shopping. You know, clearly this government, like other governments around the world, has that incredibly difficult balance of trying to get on top and stay on top of the virus, but also try and keep the economy open as much as possible. And again, in that briefing from the chief medical officer and chief scientific advisor, they both stressed that this is a balance and that if draconian restrictions were imposed once more, then that would have harmful effects on the economy, on health, on mental health in and of itself. I mean, that idea of the pubs closing at 10pm, you know, that's controversial too. People are saying, look, the virus doesn't work by the time of day. But what the government is trying to do is, you know, encourage people home a bit earlier, because the data appears to show that, at, you know, the longer people stay in the pub, the more the inhibitions go, the more they mix with other groups that might be in the pub at the same time. So they're trying to restrict those social contacts. But certainly, the government is being criticised again from both sides. There are those who say the government should be locking down harder and faster now. There are others, many in Boris Johnson's own Conservative Party, who say that the restrictions in place are already draconian. He should be focusing more on trying to manage the virus while keeping the economy in a position where it's growing.
So are these changes that you're expecting, do they go beyond England? Is it going to be Scotland and Wales and Northern Ireland too?
So they make their own decisions, but the decisions that they are making may well look quite similar to Boris Johnson's rules in England, but with some differences here and there. I mean, Northern Ireland announced a change in the socialising rules. last night, UK time, getting out a little bit ahead of Boris Johnson's announcement in England, restricting the mixing of households in Northern Ireland. We expect to hear from the Scottish First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, later today. I mean, throughout this crisis, we have had differences between the nations of the United Kingdom. If you look at it in totality, they're actually not that different. You know, and they're acting on the same scientific advice. The COBRA meeting, emergency committee, will take place later before Boris Johnson speaks to MPs. That will involve all of the devolved administrations. Boris Johnson spoke to the Scottish, Northern Irish and Welsh leaders yesterday after they had had their latest briefing from scientists. So they are moving in the same direction, but with some local differences here and there.
So given the numbers that the chief science advisor is warning about, some of them seem pretty horrific. If this slight change in the rules doesn't slow your numbers, what are they signalling could come next?
So that, I think, would be the other thing that we will hear from Boris Johnson today, is that the government is taking nothing off the table, that it will act if it decides that it needs to. We've had that discussion, which is understood to have been recommended by the scientists advising the government, of a possible 2-week circuit breaker, perhaps around the October school half term here in the UK, where you really would go into a more complete lockdown for a brief period to try and slow transmission and slow the spread of the outbreak. The other thing that's worth pointing out is that around about 15 or 20 million people in the UK are currently already under a local lockdown of some sort, where the local restrictions in towns like Bolton and cities like Manchester are more stringent than the rest of the country is currently facing. So if we see more of that, London, by the way, may well be under a local lockdown in the not too distant future. So you're getting to a point where, you know, large swathes of the country are effectively locked down anyway, whether there is a national lockdown in place or not.
So how much of a test is this of Boris Johnson's leadership?
It's a huge test, not least because he continues to be criticised for what some critics believe was a slow lockdown back in March, which they say, his critics say, caused thousands of deaths more than would otherwise have been the case. So he doesn't want to be seen to be acting too slowly this time. Again, though, he does have that incredibly difficult balance of trying to keep the economy open. I think we will hear a bit more from him as well about enforcement. You know, not just urging the British people to follow the guidelines, but also ways in which local police authorities and local council officials can help in making sure that pubs and restaurants and bars and people are following the rules that are actually in place. And then going back to that that number that you gave us, that the chief scientific advisor, Sir Patrick Vallance, set out later, that idea that if the British curve moves in the way that it could move, and if cases continue to double each day, then you'd be up to 50,000 a day by the middle of October. He says that would cause 200 deaths a day by November. That's become a real bone of contention, that graph that was shown to us in that scientific briefing, because we also heard in that briefing that the UK is on a similar path to France and Spain, but just a few weeks behind. Well, France and Spain have not moved in that direction. Their cases have not doubled every week in the way that that graph was set out. So some have accused the scientists of scaremongering at this point. To be fair to Patrick Vallance, he didn't say it was a prediction. He said that it was a possible scenario, and that if cases doubled, that would be where we would end up. There was a sense in which the scientists were sent out to prepare the ground for Boris Johnson. And I think when we saw graphs like that and predictions, well, not predictions, and scenarios like that, I think that was part of the reason we expected that Boris Johnson might be a bit tougher when he addressed the nation later on.
Thanks, Ollie. Good to talk to you. That is Ollie Barrett, our UK correspondent there, speaking about the address that the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to make, unveiling more restrictions in a bid to curb the number of COVID cases.